Hi everyone, welcome back to the For Him podcast. As you probably saw, today's topic is about believing in God versus following God. I'm going to kind of touch on what the differences are, what that looks like in real life, why it's important, etc. So let's get raw, real, and unfiltered about that. First, I'm going to start out by giving you guys my interpretation of what the difference is. So when it comes to a belief in God, this is acknowledging his existence or agreeing with his teachings and even having faith that he is real. While following God is more of being obedient and putting that belief into action, as well as living out your faith through your daily choices or your attitudes. And so I just want to point out that both of these are verbs. However, one is more stagnant and the other is actually put into motion. I wanted to kind of give an analogy to back this. If you watch my other episodes, you know that I love my analogies. So I was thinking of the idea of fitness or going to the gym, and that you can believe in this idea of fitness, but unless you actually choose to consistently exercise or eat right or go to the gym, your belief doesn't necessarily translate into real change and therefore has very little impact in your life. I think that this is really similar to the belief in God versus following God comparison, as you can believe in God, but when you don't actually follow God or have a relationship with God or put effort into that, there is very little outcome because of that. And so, to me, I would say that believing in God is more of a thing for you, but following God is more of a thing for God. And the angle in this should really be to glorify God and not just get into heaven. I know that a belief in God is our ticket to heaven, but it shouldn't stop there. I think that when you truly believe in something, that should be apparent in your life and obvious in terms of how you live and not just the words that you say. And so I think it all kind of boils down to who matters more to you. Are you believing in God because of the rewards that come with that and getting to heaven? Or are you choosing to follow God because you love God and want to be able to serve Him? And in this, it's really a choice. As humans, we naturally put ourselves first, so we have to choose to go against that and put someone else first and put God before ourselves or others before ourselves. And personally, I feel like this is an easy choice to make. If you know the same God that I do, I feel like there's zero doubt in my mind that you would want to know him in knowing his character and all that he's done for you. You would want to be able to serve him as well as you can and put him first in your life. It's almost like, how can you truly think that somebody died for you yet still want nothing to do with him or seek him? I mean, this man died on a cross for our sins. It's really the least we can do is do our best to serve him and put him first. And honestly, it's something that is so rewarding. Kind of going back to the gym analogy, it's one of those things where, like, yes, you know it's going to be good for you, but actually driving there and stepping on the treadmill or lifting those weights is work. It's hard. It's not something that seems super desirable, but once you do it and once you're consistent in it, you realize that it's so worth it and it makes you want to continue to do it. It's almost this positive cycle of gratification and realizing how good something is for you and therefore continuing to seek that something. In this, you don't always see the outcome in the beginning, but you always know that it will be positive, and because of that, it should give you this drive to continue to seek it and be consistent until you do. And we all know that serving someone else feels much more rewarding than serving ourselves anyway. Just like I think back to giving gifts for Christmas. Don't get me wrong, it's very nice to, on Christmas morning, open up those gifts for yourself, but I find so much more joy in just shopping for the people I love and seeing things that remind me of them and seeing their reaction when they open those gifts that I chose specially for them. And so serving a God and giving to God is even more rewarding than that. I think that belief is so much easier, going back to the difference in belief versus following. I think that belief is understood to be much easier and kind of the easier route because it requires zero sacrifice and zero willingness to change. However, there's also plenty of other easier routes that are so much worse for you. And we all know this. Just like people say, it's a highway to hell, but a stairway to heaven. It might be a lot easier to get to hell. You drive straight down that highway. You just indulge in those sins. You don't have to think about someone else, but the outcome, not so nice. However, when it comes to a stairway to heaven, it might be this uphill climb, and it's not always the easiest choices to make. And sometimes it takes surrender, but the reward is so worth it. And so next I'm going to talk about what putting action behind your belief and following God actually looks like in real life. First, I just want to start out by saying that as a Christian, being privileged enough to know Jesus comes with that desire to seek serving him. And I feel like it's our responsibility as Christians to do just this. Like I said, it's honestly the least we could do for this man that we owe everything to. And we can do this in our everyday decisions, whether that be helping others or making sure to stay grounded in prayer and loving our enemies and just being willing to forgive those who hurt us. We can also do this through acts of surrender in our life, whether that be giving up certain sins or just giving up control and being able to trust in his plan and that he knows best. And I can really just testify to both of these things that they're not always easy to do, but they're always so worth doing. When I first chose to give up things for God, I was very hesitant, but I can say it has easily been one of the best decisions I've ever made. And because of that, I will continue to make those decisions. I'm not going to go too much into detail because I have family listening, but I did step away from some seemingly quote unquote fun things that I have not since once regretted, because I've realized that the grass truly is so much greener on the other side. As cliche as that is to say, life with God just is a whole different life. When you step out of those things that you were once so comfortable in and you take that leap of faith and you rely on God to turn that into something better, you are able to see how he works in your life and how much fulfillment comes with that instead of the things of this world that you thought once fulfilled you. And so, like I said, it's very hard to have this great faith that God will work in your life without actually making those great sacrifices that require him to prove what he can do whenever you let him. And this is why it's so important that we do step away from those things that we are comfortable with, that we know aren't the best for us, or that aren't leading us closer to God, or aren't fulfilling his purpose for us, or being a good representation of who he is. When we are able to surrender those things to him, we are also able to see why it is so important to do so. And like any relationship, we just make sacrifices to please the people that we love simply because we love them. And this is the same thing in following God and deepening that relationship with God. It's even greater in a relationship with God, with our Creator, Provider, and Savior. And so I just want to touch a little bit on having a relationship with God and how it goes hand in hand with following God. And I also just want to say that if you're listening to this and you don't feel like you're at the point where you could say that you have a relationship with God, like, yes, you know who God is, you've heard Jesus's teachings, but you don't necessarily feel super close to God or like you can lean back on him and have him as your foundation or have him guide your steps, I just would really want to encourage you to be super consistent in praying, and even in prayer, maybe ask what you can do, how God can lead you to become closer to you, and that will become evident in your life when you ask for those things. This also might be attending church more regularly or making it a habit to read scripture or listen to worship music. There's so many different ways that you can grow closer to God and deepen your relationship with him. And it's really just important to have a relationship with God, because it's almost like, how can you try to live like somebody or do what pleases that person if you don't even know them? Similar to how a relationship with a relative might be, like, you can't get very close to somebody and know what they like and what they don't like and how to make them happy without even knowing who they are or what their character is or what matters to them or what they would want for you. And so it's just really important to spend that time with God and get to know him to be able to understand why following him is so important. Like I said, this can be done through prayer, scripture, worship, church service, even having a community in God and fellowship and doing things like Bible studies or small groups, really just spending time and putting effort into that relationship, just like any other relationship. Because of that, it will be deepened and there will be so much growth in it. The more that you put into it, the more that you get out of it. I also think that a relationship with God and following God pour over into one another, but this only happens as long as you're able to tend to both of them. I think it's so important to emphasize that there needs to be this balance of both doing things for God as well as spending time with God. And I want to give a story from the Bible, the story of Mary and Martha, that really, I think, paints a picture of this. I was reading about it yesterday in Luke 10, and it stood out to me. I didn't even know what I was going to make this week's episode about, and when I was reading it, I just felt very strongly this calling that it was something that would be good to talk about. And so basically in this story, Jesus visits these two sisters. He goes to their house, and Martha welcomed him in, but then she became very busy preparing this dinner for him. And while this was happening, Mary sat at Jesus' feet and spent time with him and listened to what he had to say. And Martha felt that this was very unfair because she was doing all this work while her sister just sat. And Jesus responds to this in Luke 10, 41 through 42. He says, "My dear Martha, you are worried about the details while there is only one thing worth being concerned about. Mary has discovered it and it will not be taken from her." And he's referring to spending time with him, and he's just showing that spending time with him should come before all else. You have to spend time with him to be able to know how to serve him correctly. And that's why a relationship with God is the first step in being able to follow God, as we must be devoted to God before we are able to be correctly devoted for God. I think that this really just emphasizes to not let our time for him take away from our time with him, and not allow our service to become self-serving, and really just point back to who we are doing this for, why we are serving, and not getting too caught up in the serving itself. And this story stood out to me as it was just almost convicting for me. Even when I was reading it and I was doing my Bible study over this chapter in Luke, I wanted to stop mid-study to take notes for this podcast, but I knew that I needed to focus on who God is and spend that time with him before what I could do for God and how I could serve him through the podcast. And so I think that with these two sisters in this story, Martha is a good representative of a believer that is distracted by the busyness of life and not prioritizing her time with God, and instead trying to earn or prove her time to God rather than prioritizing that relationship with him. And Mary represents a believer that follows God by prioritizing a relationship with him first and putting him first and not allowing the things of this world to pull her away from what matters most, which is him. And so another analogy that I have for this is that two people can wear a cross around their neck, but one person might just be wearing it to wear it while the other actually represents it. And this really just speaks to the fact that, yes, we can believe in God, and yes, that is still very important, but it goes beyond measure to take that next step in your belief and actually follow him. And so next, I want to touch on why following God has a more positive outcome than just believing in God. And I think this starts with how transformative it is. It transforms our priorities, our thoughts, our actions, and that transformation is for the better. All these things become so much more positive for us as they better reflect God's love and God's grace. And I think that, like I touched on earlier a little bit, our faith also grows the more that we see God's hand in our life and allow him to work in our life. And it's hard to allow him to work in our life when we don't make a space for him to work, when we don't give him the opportunity to make the sacrifices into something better for us. I think it also helps us in dealing with hardships when we have this foundation to lean back on, as well as this guidance to get us through things. And so, while a belief might get you into heaven, it really has no other positive effects on yourself or others or God, whereas following does. It changes how you treat others, it changes how you treat yourself, it changes your priorities and the way that you approach things, as well as how you glorify God and how you pursue Him. And for me personally, I think that believing in God isn't what changed my life. Although, when I started becoming interested in Christianity and opening my Bible, it did give me this new perspective. But I think that the real change and transformation occurred when I decided to start pursuing that relationship with God and intentionally following Him and trying to be the best representation of Him that I can. And because of this, regardless of what my afterlife looks like, I know that my life on earth has been changed for the better and has had such a positive impact on myself as well as those around me and even strangers, as I just am a better person to others when I am trying to be like Jesus, and in that I'm able to serve God better. And so I also want to give an example of this from scripture, where it's the story of the prodigal son in Luke 15. And this son believed in the love of his father, but he truly was able to experience that love when he decided to return home and he was embraced. And this kind of shows that although we might have this belief in God and believe that He is good and believe that He is worthy, when we actually take steps to live this out and put action into that belief, we are able to receive His love so much better and love on Him so much better as well. And I think it also shows that it takes steps of humility and trust to be able to truly follow God and turn that belief into action. But those are steps that are so beneficial for you, for others around you, for God. It's a win, 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 if you ask me. And so I just want to ask you, as a listener, what steps you feel like you can take towards Him. Just think through those and think of the ways that, like in the story of Mary and Martha, you can choose to sit at His feet and listen to Him when you have this dinner to be prepared. How can you step away from the busyness of life to just spend time with God and learn how to be the best version of you for Him? And so I just really hope that you choose to take that step, whether it be today or tomorrow or every day after that, so that you don't get too far from God to even know how to follow Him. If you're too far from somebody ahead of you, you cannot see which direction they are going and therefore lose direction yourself. And so I think that's why it's just so important to prioritize this time with Him and a relationship with Him so that you can know who He is, what He wants for us, and how to achieve that. And I just truly want to thank you guys so much for listening and say that if you take nothing else from everything I've said, I really hope that you take that, whether it be dedicating time to pray or reading scripture or serving someone else in your life or even surrendering an area of your life to God. These are all steps beyond your belief in God and a choice to follow God. Therefore, they are steps towards and for Him.